Hi, this is Aaron Jones, magician, with another magic audioboo coming to you from Shikoku here in Japan. And today's audioboo theme is more magic performing manners. And today what I want to talk about is alcohol and performing. This is not so bad if you're a stage performer, but if you're working close up at a bar, pub, or some other kind of drinking facility or restaurant, or a party, cocktail party, people, after they enjoy your magic, they want to give you a drink. And you have to be very, very careful about this, because remember, when you are performing and you're paid to perform at the venue, it's like you're working. And in a regular job, you can't drink during work. So you probably, and it's my policy not to drink any alcohol while I'm on being paid for my performance. People offer me a drink and I turn it down and say maybe after my show. Because if you do quite a few people, a lot of people offer you drinks. And if you do take them every time, you will become more inebriated. And your show will, you might think you're doing a better show, but your show is coming apart. And it's, for me, I feel a little bit not professional doing that. And of course, it's up to you. You know, you don't want to deny tips or things like that. I mean, this is all personal preference. But about money tips, but when you're performing and people offer you alcohol, you should be very careful if you're being paid for your performance, because you are there as a representative of the venue or whoever hired you for the show, and you don't want to get sloshed, and you know, you'll probably never get hired again. So you want to be very, very careful about this. People offer you drinks and you just say, No alcohol right now, or I'll have a Coke, please, get something else. People won't get angry. They'll respect you for your decision, because they realize that you're working, and you know, they want to give you a drink. And you know, later on, if you have a really good group, and you can go over, and when you're finished, maybe have a drink with them or have a drink with the person who hired you. But I would say for myself, and it's my suggestion, is during that kind of show not to have any kind of alcohol or take any as a gift as you're performing, because it could become disastrous in the end. I have no bad experiences, because I was taught this and I started performing at an undrinking age, so I got used to not drinking during performing, and I try not to. In fact, I don't. When I'm getting paid to do the show, I don't drink during the show, because it could be dangerous. So that's my advice today. It's a little bit of another controversial issue. Later I'll probably talk about tipping and my thoughts about tipping and close-up magic, because that's another issue. But if this is all personal preference, but my strong suggestion, if you're new to magic and you go out to work at a bar, people will offer you a drink. And if you're being paid to be there, I would say stay away from the alcohol until your show is finished, and don't drink before the show either. If you showed up to work drunk, you'd be fired, and the same should be for yourself. You're working for yourself, you're hired for the venue, don't drink. Anyways, that's all for today. If you have any suggestions or comments or your thoughts on this topic, please let me know at Twitter at Aaron Jones Magic, or on my website at aaronjones.com, or you can get to me on Facebook as well at Aaron Jones Magic. That's all for today. Until next time, have a good one. Bye-bye.